shit dripping out of his dick. And then I found his underwear and they're white and they had green stains on them all. Ew. And he's like, give me those. And he's like, I gave him that this STD. I'm all sorry. Whoa.
Oops.
Oops. Gross. You have it bad.
What are some of the wild things that you've made girls do?
I've taken raw meat, thrown it all over a girl, and fucked her with a raw sausage. Put big butt balloons in girls and pumped them up and pulled them out. Make girls cry. Like, you know, there's been some, like, some people, like, end up their assholes and their throats bleed.
And you enjoy doing that to girls?
I was thinking about maybe sticking a girl's hand in a pencil sharpener and grinding up her hand. Huh. And then taking the shavings and smashing them into her cunt.
You said that you don't discriminate, which I think is great. Would you have sex, then, with the Ku Klux Klan?
If they had tests, I guess so, because if they did... No, I don't just go around having sex with people. I'm saying that if they wanted to get into a movie, we're all open arms in porn. We'll take you, even if you're fucking... If you're retarded, if you're ugly,
with somebody from Al-Qaeda in the movie, a legitimate Al-Qaeda terrorist?
I hate Muslims. Fuck no.
Okay,
I hate Muslims. No.
Okay.
I would. All right, there, you found it. I fucking hate Muslims. I do. I'm just getting really pissed right now. All right. I do. I just got started boiling up with anger. Oh my God, my head's all...
Have you ever thought of being a big sister?
Do I look black? Fuck you.
I'm not sure what that means, but
no,
okay.
Big sister, I don't know. I just...
The industry has a way of making you very cynical and very bitter. And I've already, I feel like I've, in a way, I've started to get kind of a bit bitter and a bit cynical. It teaches you to be street smart and not to trust people. I'm so used to
being always on the lookout for scammers, for people who are going to try to pit me out or traffic me. I think my experiences have aged me. I don't have the mind of an 18-year-old. I kind of have, like, the emotional baggage of, like, somebody much, much older than me.
You work too much, or you have sex with guys with big dicks all the time, and you get tears in your vagina. It's not just, like, a normal 20-minute one and done. Like, you're having sex for hours on end. Like, the one time I had a tear, it was, like, the entire time I kept, like, just waiting for it to be over, you know what I mean? Like, okay, come on, hurry up, you know? And I know that sounds horrible, and people are probably going to get mad at me and say that this means that I'm being exploited. But, like, porn is like any other job. Like, it's labor, and I think that liking it is irrelevant. Most of the time, it's, like, luck of the draw, and I just kind of, you know, show up and work with who I work with. Or I find out, like, the day of or the day before.
Last time I was in L.A., I had asked my agent several times, like, who am I working with, but he just wouldn't tell me. Like, he said he didn't know. I get to the set, I Google him, and I find out he's 50 years old. If I had left the scene then, I would have had to pay, like, a $300 pill fee. The director would have hated me, and I would have never gotten hired for the company again. So I did it kind of, like, out of professionalism. I've gotten a lot of backlash from girls in the industry who have said that I was a brat. It's as though they're saying, you should just, whoever, just be happy to do it. Even if your boundaries are disrespected, you should do the scene anyway. That's the job. And then I felt like crying during the entire scene. And afterwards I was really upset. I was telling my mom, like, as long as you have to go,
I don't
know.
I
always
protect my shirt.
I don't want to.
never done that before. Never. In all the years you've been alive, you've never been so fisted.
No, it's the most I ever put in with three fingers.
Okay. Well, we happen to know that you can do it because we did it for the photo set. And we're anxiously awaiting the video. Alright, well, have fun.
Okay, I will.
I hadn't been caught yet, so I was fairly confident that I would not be caught. And I was walking with my friend Thomas to a frat party. He said, are you doing porn? And so I admitted to him, yes, I've been doing porn these past few months. But he promised if he promised he wouldn't tell anybody. He got super wasted, tried to make out with me, declined him.
Yeah.